always look forward to this moment in time because Wayne educates us all with his extremely large vocabulary. Wayne, what do you have for us today?
He's accused me of having a large vocabulary. I appreciate that, Ron, but it's not true. I do what Nikki does. The most honorable thing you can do in broadcasting, I steal it from the internet and pretend that I know about it.
Well, everything is stolen one way or another.
I resemble that remark. I mean, I don't understand what you're saying.
There are no original ideas.
Here we go, guys. The word of the day, take a deep breath, is cerebrate. Cerebrate. Not celebrate, but cerebrate.
Cerebrate.
You got that? C-E-R-E-B-R-A-T-E. C as in cat, first letter. C-E-R-E-B-R-A-T-E, cerebrate, is a fancy dressed up doohickey word that is all about using your mind or thinking. To cerebrate is to think, to ponder, to consider the facts, to use your rational powers, I suppose. I'm thinking of our friends in Alabama. Thank heavens, a majority of whom did what they did day before yesterday.
Yeah.
So, if you get my drift.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a little political celebrating down there. Do you like it?
I do. That's awesome. It's just the best word I've heard all day.
It's a goodie. It's probably from ancient Greek or maybe from modern French, but who cares, Ron, right?
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. I
that nobody
that.
Cares.
True.
Most of all, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, we got to get you on the etymological bandwagon is what we have to do.
Let me celebrate.
All right, one more time.
Let me celebrate on that.
Cerebrate. C-E-R-E-B-R-A-T-E. Cerebrate is a verb. To use the mind to think. Onward and upward with some celebration. All right?
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
All right. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.